प्रणामामि हरिभ्ये वाञ्छा तरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो दिस बुक नेक्टर ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन उपदेशामृत is written by Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami's Pranam Mantra, who knows that Rupa Goswami's Pranam Mantra? That's right, you know. Igor? Pranam Mantra, you know. Yes? Say like this. You know. You know, Gurgadadhar Prabhu, and Mother, his, Her Holiness, Her Grace, Padmavati, he knows. Anybody know? You know. Everybody knows. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Swayam Rupa, Rupa Goswami, Kada, when, Mahiyam. That's okay. So when will that Rupa Goswami Prabhupada will give me his lotus feet so that I can take shelter of those lotus feet? Who has established the man abhista, the whatever Lord Chaitanya desired, man abhista, whatever he desired, he established on the earth planet. That Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, I am eager to take Igor. To take shelter of. So, this is Rupa Goswami. He wanted to establish Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Manobhishtam, his transcendental desire. He established by doing four things: writing transcendental book literature for generation and generation of his disciples to come, establishing deities, lost deities, which were originally established by Vajranabh, a great grandson of Lord Sri Krishna, like Govindev, Madan Mohan, Gopinath, and Radha Shyam Sundar, and Radha Vinod, and Radha Raman, and so many deities. Sat Goswami's temple. Basically Radha, Govinda, and Madan Mohan. And by establishing Sadachar for Vaishnavas to follow the code of conducts and Vedic literature, he Sadachar. And to explore and established Lord Chaitanya's Manobhishtam, that is lost places of Lord Krishna's pastimes. He explored and established. So, that is Rupa Goswami's mission. So let's get together. Can put it. Rock and rock. So Rupa Goswami, he established and he wrote literature. Nana Sastra Vicharanaika Nipuno Saddharma Samsthapako Loka Nam Hitakari No Tribhuvane Manya Usaranya Karo Radha Krishna Haranisam Prabhajato Radha Krishna Haranisam Prabhajato Jivartha Devya Muda. The last part is wrong. But scrutinize Vedic literature. Nana Sastra Vichar. Vichar Naika Nipuno. He scrutinized the Vedic literature. And then he wrote the books to establish sat dharma samsthapako to establish the religious principle. He scrutinizingly wrote the Vedic literature. Nana sastra vicharanaika nipuno sat dharma samsthapako lokanam hitakarino tribhuvane manyo saranya karo Radha Krishna padaravinda bhajana nandena mattaliko. So Radha Krishna padaravinda bhajana nandena mattaliko, they were worshipping Radha Krishna like a madam, Mattaliko, gopis. So he scrutinizingly wrote Vedic literature. So this book, particular book, Nectar of Instruction, he wrote for his disciple and grand disciple and great, 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 great grand disciples. The nectar of instruction for them to follow. So we are all called Rupanuga. Anuga. Anuga means follower. And Rup Anuga. Rupanuga. So we are all followers of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami in his pastimes with Lord Krishna, he is Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari means there are many young gopis, girls under 12, under puberty, who are serving Radha Krishna in pleasure groves of Vrindavan. Nikunja yuno ratikeli siddhir yayalir bir yuktir apeksaniya. So that Nikunja yuno, in Nikunja, Kunja means a dense, dark, room kind of atmosphere form in jungles are one, by different trees, shrubs, creeper, fruits, flowers, so that even sun rays cannot enter. It becomes like a room, a solitary place where nobody can see. So in this kind of dance, Nikunj, Radha Krishna, they eternally having their transcendental pastimes, different arrangement. Nikunj yono ratikeli siddhyair, yayalir vir yuktir apeksaniya yukti. That Prabhupada, Gurudev, they devise different yukti, different devices, sometimes swing, sometimes bed, sometimes sporting, sometimes sitting in nice ratna simhasan, like Radha Krishna's pastimes takes place within the pleasure groves of Vrindavan. And this manjaris, the young gopis, 12 and under, thank you. Thank you. So, this is Manjari, young girls who can go into pleasure groves of Vrindavan, where only Radha Krishna are there, and Radharani and Krishna will not get disturbed by these maid servants, Nitya Sakhis. They are meant to serve Krishna. So, because of their young age, there is no disturbance. So that is Rupa Manjari. The Rupa Manjari is head of all other Manjaris. She is the chief Manjari. And this Rupa Manjari, she appeared in Lord Chaitanya's time to establish the transcendental devotion to Radha Krishna. So first book that to be mastered, Prabhupada says, the first book to be mastered in our devotional life is Nectar of Instruction, which is written by Rupa Goswami. So in a preface, first page, Srila Prabhupada is explaining, first sentence, this is the first book to be mastered. And then Prabhupada is explaining further in that preface that one must control his senses and become Goswami and not Godas. So we have a senses, knowledge acquiring senses and working senses. So knowledge acquiring senses, five knowledge-acquiring senses. Who knows? Anybody know? Knowledge-acquiring senses? Five? Yes, Rob?
Eyes?
Yes, very good. Very good, you got it. So, aak, kaan, naak, jeev, and traja, skin, tracha. So eyes, ear, nose, tongue, and skin. So these are the knowledge acquiring senses. And working sense is karmendriya. Jnanendriya, karmendriya. What are the karmendriya? Karmendriya? Huh? Very good. Legs, very good. Two, three. Yes. Mind is 11th. 11th. So, mal and mutra. Mal means we evacuate. So that evacuating senses. And the fifth one is vani, means speech. So, and 11th is mind. 11th is mine. So, Prabhupada says in preface that one must control these senses and become Goswami, not Godwas. And then he says Goswami not by caste. By controlling these senses, one should become Goswami. So, this is a preface. He says, this is the first book to be mastered. So, I would expect that all of you should memorize first minimum 8 sloka. Because 8 sloka summarizes his instruction on the 8 sloka. He says, iti upadesha saram, that this is the essence of all instructions. That is 8th sloka. We'll go through that, if we may. So first sloka, everybody knows, most of you, and that is vacho vegam manasaha krodha vegam jihva vegam udar upastha vegam etan vegan yo visa hetadira sarvam apimam prithvim sasisyat. So very complete, very easy. Rupa Goswami, he gives the first instruction in first sloka is that, yeah, good. Comfortable seat. So, vacho vegam, prithvim sasisya, that person, he can accept the disciples all over the world. So, these are the qualifications of becoming a guru. And all of us has to become a guru. It is expected by Lord Chaitanya. He ordered. Prabhupada also ordered. So we all have to become guru. Yes. So he is saying first to his disciple, Rupa Goswami, his disciple. He says, who can accept disciples all over the world? So he says, vacho vegam, one must control the urge of speaking. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that as soon as two person meets, they want to talk. As soon as they meet, they want to talk. This is the urge of speaking. So he says further that Dardurikeva Sutta, that a frog in monsoon season, he is speaking, drown, drown, drown. He is speaking, frog. Unnecessary speaking. So in the dead of night he is speaking and the snake, immediately hears those sound vibration and goes towards snake. And then he just grabs the snake and swallows it.
Frog.
Grabs the frog. The snake grabs the frog and eats it. So death. Speaking brings death. So Prabhupada says that one must control his tongue. So tongue has two functions, speaking and eating. So speaking means only speak things which are in connection with Krishna. So then our tongue has been employed in a right direction. Amrish Maharaj, Vacho Vegam, Manasaha Krodh Vegam. Sorry, this is this. Look, Amrish Maharaj, he says, Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo, Vacho Vegam, Vachasi, Vaikunth Gunanu Varnanam, Vaikunth Gun, that he employed his tongue to glorify Varnanam, glorify Vaikunth and Vaikunth Pati Krishna. So this is a proper use of a tongue, that we speak only about Krishna, his holy name, his devotees, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, his abode, his holy name, Naam, Roop, Charita, Adi. He says on the 8th sloka, he says this, Naam, Roop, Charita, Adi. So, Vacha, urge to speak, must be employed in Krishna's service by glorifying him and his devotees. This is a function of tongue and mouth. And it only is prasad. Nothing else but his prasad. So this is how we should use our tongue in order to become a spiritual master. One must engage his tongue 100% in Krishna's service. Vacho Vegam. Jiva Sati Dar Durike Vasuta. That Jiva must be employed in glorifying Krishna. Otherwise, their tongue is called a tongue of a frog. This is the second canto, third chapter. Jiva Sati Bhagavatam. Jiva Sati Dardurik. Dardurik means frog. Eva Suta. Otherwise, it is a tongue of a frog. That is a very important chapter if you get to read second canto, third chapter. Devotional service, transfer of heart. So there it is stated that one must employ the tongue in glorifying the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. Jiva Sati Dardurika Eva Suta. Prabhupada's famous sloka. Swavid Varaha Usta Kharai Samstutaha Purusha Pashu Nayat Karna Yato Peto Jatu Nam Gadagraja. Same chapter, third canto, second chapter. Swavid Varaha Usta Kharai. That the human beings, like hogs, dogs, ass and camel, they glorify the other human being who is like dog, hog, ass and camel. Svavidvaraha ustakharai samstuta purusha pashu. They use their tongue to glorify the person who is like a dog, hog, ass and camel. Na yat karna yato peto jatu nama gada grajaha. Why? Because in their ear holes, the transcendental name, form, pastime, paraphernalia of the Lord does not enter. Svavidvaraha ustakharai samstutah purushah pashu. Pashu means animal. They are like dogs, hogs, ass and camel, animal. They are like animal. Samstuta, purusha, pashu. Samstuta, glorify. Samstuta means glorify. So they glorify this player in the game. What cricket goes on here, or basketball, or whatever goes on. You glorify such hero. So that hero is also ass, dog, hog and camel. And people who are glorifying him are also like that. Prabhupada says that. So this is Svavidvaraha ustakharai samstuta purusha pashu na yat karna yato peto jatu nama gadagraja. Gadagraja, Krishna. Gadagraja means Krishna. So Krishna's name, form, pastime, paraphernalia, they don't glorify. But other stupid people, they glorify. So they are no better than dog, hog, ass and camel. So, bilebata urukrama vikramanye. Bilebata urukrama. Urukram is Krishna. Bilebata. So bila means hole of the snake. Snakes, they dig a hole in the ground and they live in that. So that hole of snake cannot hear. It is a snake hole. But this hole can hear. So if this hole, Karna Randra, the hole of your ear, cannot hear the transcendental name, form, pastime and paraphernalia of Lord, then this ear hole is no better than the hole of a snake. In another is a dead body. You're wasting your life hearing so many mundane things. You're wasting. So when you hear mundane things, that means you are not living, you are dead. When you are not speaking with your tongue about Krishna and you are speaking everything else, then you are living like your body and tongue and your life is dead. So whatever you live in connection with Krishna, whenever you engage your senses in connection with Krishna, that is the only time you are living. The other time you are dead. This is the purport of this third chapter of second canto. So, jiva satidar duruke vasuta bile bata urukrama vikramanya jiva satidar duruke vasuta nacha upagayati urugaya gatha. The tongue is not gayati, not singing. Urugaya, gatha, gatha, katha, Bhagavatam, Gita, gayati, singing. That tongue which is not singing the transcendental topics about Krishna, about him or by him. Gita is by him, Bhagavatam is about him. If jiva is not vibrating these books, then it is a tongue of a milk. Urugaya gatha. So tongue is made to tongue is meant for vibrating Krishna's transcendental pastimes, names, form, paraphernalia, abode, his devotees. That's the only function of a tongue. Otherwise it is a made-up tongue, inviting death. So, vacho vegam, one must control his urge to speak. Vacho vegam manasaha. One must control his mind. So one must understand what is mind in order to control mind. So what is the definition of mind? Who can say what is mind? Anybody can try? What is mind?
Thinking, feeling and desire.
Very good. That's a function of a mind. Thinking, feeling and willing. That's a function of a mind. So, let's understand mind. What is mind? So you have a object of the senses in outside world. This world is made up of object of your senses. Then you have a senses, aank, kaan, naak, jeev, twacha, the knowledge acquiring senses. So the knowledge acquiring senses are acquiring knowledge of the object of the senses. Just like eye is seeing beautiful form of this world, beautiful deity and beautiful girl or beautiful mundane material movie, eyes function. So when eye is in contact with the object, then from there the thought produce. You know, when we see the Lord form, deity, then thought is produced. Oh, my dear Lord, nice turban, nice garland, nice. We think. And when you see nice girl, then also the same eyes are seeing beautiful form of a girl, and some thought is produced. So this is how matra, sparsa, stukaunteya, sitoshna, sukhadukada, agamapayino nityam, stamstitikshabharata. Whenever knowledge acquiring senses are contacting the object of the senses, so from there, matra sparsa, from there, the thought are produced. Hearing rock and roll music or jazz band or whatever, and hearing Srila Prabhupada singing beautifully Hare Krishna mantra or bhajan. So ear is mundane music, then that kind of thought is produced, and when ear is hearing Prabhupada, then divine thoughts are produced. Same ear. But the object are different. So from that, ear is contacting the object, sound, and a thought is produced. So same thing, aakan, naak, jeev, twacha, all five knowledge acquiring senses, contacting the object of the senses, and from there what it produces? Thought. And that thought, one after another it is produced, and that is called constant flow of thoughts, and that is called mind. That is called mind. A constant flow of thought is called mind. It is compared as a river Mura. Mura is flowing vigorously. In monsoon season, we had rain 2 days ago. So water is so dirty, she flooded. And it was dirty. And in summer season, when she flows steady and slowly, the water is very crystal clear. So, what is river? A constant flow of water is called river. Similarly, constant flow of thoughts is called mind. So when the river flows very vigorously, the water is muddy, polluted. So when thought comes very speedy, vigorously, then our mind becomes polluted, disturbed. My mind is disturbed. I don't know what to do. I don't like anything. My mind is... Because your thoughts from all senses, all senses are contacting object of senses and creating thoughts, and it is coming very vigorously, very vigorously. So your mind becomes disturbed, very disturbed. But your only contacting spiritual objects, and a spiritual thought comes, and very steady and gradually you go into meditative mood, meditation, and your mind is peaceful, and then you sleep also, because thoughts are pure, mind, the thoughts are coming very slowly and steady and gradually, and your mind becomes peaceful, and then at that time your whole body becomes peaceful. So this is mind. Mind is compared with the river, a constant flow of water. Similarly, constant flow of thoughts is called mind. So mind is compared to a receptionist clerk. When you go to some big, huge international enterprise company, then right in the front with the desk and computers and phones and fax machines and everything, she's sitting receptionist. So receptionist, mind is compared to receptionist. Receptionist function is to receive the messages coming from outside world, the post and emails and phone calls and persons who wants to talk to the boss. So she is a secretary, receiving. And then she should give all these messages to the boss to scrutinize, to take decision. Similarly, from outside world objects, our senses creating thought goes to mind, and that thoughts, the messages from outside world, mind should give it to boss, called intelligence. So intelligence, boss is intelligence. So intelligence, the definition of intelligence is a discriminating faculty. It discriminates what is right and what is wrong. Discriminate. So thoughts came to mind, and mind should send it to intelligence. And mind, intelligence will discriminate. Yes, do this. This is purifying. Don't do that. That is, you're going to suffer. You're going to enjoy. You're going to suffer. You're going to enjoy. The intelligence can discriminate. And above intelligence is you, the soul. Indriyani paranyahur indriyebhyo param manaha manasastu parabuddhiriyo buddhehe parasastu saha. Gita, third chapter. So, above the object of the senses are the senses, and above senses is mind, and above mind is intelligence, and above intelligence is you, yourself. So this is a hierarchy in our body. The gross body, the subtle body, and spiritual body. The gross body, subtle body, and spiritual body. So This is a function of a mind. That mind should receive these thoughts from outside world and give it to intelligence. So if your object of your senses are pure, then your senses will be pure. Object of my senses is pure, then my senses will become pure. And when my senses are pure, contact, then from that thought is produced, that thought is pure, and that thought, constant flow of thought is mind, then automatically mind is pure, and messages from mind should go to intelligence, then intelligence is transcendental pure, and my whole existence becomes pure. So, if you want to control your mind, then you have to control the object of your senses, and you have to control the senses, then automatically mind is controlled. Otherwise, not possible. So, we have seen many devotees in Vrindavan. There are many devotees, they never left Vrindavan temple, just within the Vrindavan temple. Recently, Dadu is died, and before him, there is one Bengali devotee, Prabhupada's disciple, died. That he never left. Since he met Prabhupada, he never left temple. So where his thought is going to be, in cinema, in some, in newspaper, or some, where his whole existence is serving deities, serving devotees, and no other activity. So, it's total spiritual existence. So, this is mind. Vacho vegam manasaha. One must control mind by Bhagavad Gita. You must control lower self by higher self. So intelligence is higher self and mind is lower self. And above intelligence is yourself. So yourself, intelligence self, and mind self, and senses self, and object of the senses. So you must control. This is a hierarchy. So higher. And beyond you is Super Soul. You talk to Super Soul, Krishna, within your heart. So we must control lower self by higher self, Gita. So vacho vegam manasaha. One must control mind. And we can control mind if we can control the object of the senses. And the senses, then mind is automatically controlled. So vacho vegam manasaha. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo. Vachasi vainkut gunanu varnama. Amrish Maharaj, he control his mind in Krishna consciousness. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo. He control his mind. Krishna says Arjuna says to Krishna in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna, it is very difficult to control the mind. Vayor eva duskaram chanchalam hi manah Krishna. Vayor eva pramathino balavad dradam. Chanchal, this mind is very flickering and very chanchal. Chanchal means jumping. Like monkey from one place to another, just running here and there, and chanchalam. Chanchal means Lakshmi. And Lakshmi is also like that. Lakshmi is chanchal. One day she is here and another day she is there, and chanchalam hi manah Krishna. My mind is very chanchal. Chanchalam Himana Krishna. Pramathino. That is Pramathino. Pramath. Very disturbed and very active. Pramathi. Balavat. And he is very strong, powerful. Balavat. Dradam. And he is very drada. Drada means very fixed. I want this. I want this. Fixed. Dradam. Balavat dradam. And vayor eva duskaram. To control this mind, it is even more difficult to control mind than controlling tornado, hurricane, big, huge wind. Vayor eva duskaram. So then Krishna says, if you want to control your mind, then he gave two remedies. One is that he said that abhyas, constant practice, wherever it goes, just bring him back to Krishna. Bring it back to the divine nature. Abhyas, constant practice. In another, wherever you see, you put Krishna there. You put your Ishtadev. Stavar jangam na dekhe tar murti. Sarvatra surayate nija ishta spurti. Nija ishta, Krishna, spurti. You put Krishna there, like this transcendental form of Krishna. You put, wherever you see him. You put him. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastine suni chaiva supake cha panditaha samadarsina. A pandit, the self-realized soul, he doesn't see the body, but he sees the soul and super soul beyond the body. Samadarsana. So this is a spiritual vision. Vidya vinaya sampanne. So you place Krishna in everything and everything. I am the taste of the water, I am this sun, moon, the rays, the, when you eat prasadam, you are taking, contacting Krishna. So place Krishna in everywhere and everything you contact. That is called Krishna consciousness. So, abhyasena tu kaunteya, abhyas. Constant practice. Constant practice of seeing Krishna in everything. And we can do that. We have whole life span to practice this. And we can perfect at the end. We can perfect this at the end. It's not difficult. Not difficult at all. Constant practice, Krishna says. Abhyasena kaunteya vairagyena. And detachment. Detachment. Just like our grace Padmavali ji, Padmavati ji, says detach from all worldly things. Nothing. My Gornita and my life. That's it. So where her mind is going to be focused? Where else the mind is going to go? There is nothing to have and nothing to be lost, and nothing to be gained, and nothing in this material world is left. So only Krishna. It just narrows down everything to Krishna. Everything narrows down. So that is called vairagya. So at the end of the life, nothing to look forward to. At the end of the life, sannyas. Vairagyana. Vairag means sannyas. Means detachment from this worldly thing. And it comes very naturally. You don't have to artificially try separately. You don't have to try separately. It will come naturally if you practice. So this is how you control mind. Abhyas and vairagya. Constant practice and detachment from material world. That means attaching yourself, your mind, to spiritual subject matter. So Vyasena, so this is how Vacho Vegam Manasa, we can control our mind. Very simple. It's not complicated. It is easy for simple-hearted people and complicated for crooked-hearted, monkey-like people. Jumping, this talk, that exchange, talk exchange, this is increased, this is lower, and these people should be hired, these people should be fired, and this should be done, and that's so much anxieties. For them, controlling mind is difficult. But one who is peaceful, no hankering, no lamentation, vairagya and abhyas, simple. Very simple to control. So vacho vegam manasaha. Krodh vegam. Manasa mantra. Man tranayati iti mantra. One who liberates the mind is called mantra. So mahamantra. Mahamantra can liberate your mind. Can make your mind transcendental. So that is mahamantra. So we should perform our sadhana perfectly, especially chanting Hare Krishna in meditative way. Then automatically mind will become purified and you will enjoy chanting holy name. It will come when the mind, and that's why Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bahu janma yadi kare sravan kirtan tabuto na paye Krishna pade premadhan. Bahu janma, many lives we can practice chanting Hare Krishna, but unless we put our mind and heart to it, we will not attain Krishna pade premadhan, divine love of Krishna. So, mantra, mind, delivering mind. So, let's go a little further. Vacho vegam, manasaha, krodha vegam. So, one must learn to control the anger. Why we get into anger? Why anger, the demon, anger? Enemy, anger, comes to us. Why? Because something has obstructed our sense gratification. Dhyayato visayan punsaha sangat tesu ubajayate. Sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodho upajayate, krodho, kamat. If some kam, if some lust is not fulfilled by someone, then you immediately become angry at someone, that someone. So this is how krodha develops, that unfulfilled desire, unfulfilled hankering, lamentation. So from that, this demon called anger arises. Kamat krodho upajayate, krodhat sambhavati sammoha, sammohat smruti vibramaha, smruti bramsat buddhi naso, buddhi nasat pranasyate. Second chapter, Gita, 61-62 sloka, I believe. So, krodh, anger is arising from this unfulfilled lust. So then, we should engage our krodha, anger, into Krishna's service. Then that krodha has a meaning. How we can engage Krodha in Krishna's service? Like Hanuman and Arjun. The Hanuman, out of anger, he burned whole Lanka to fire just to serve Lord Ramchandra. And Arjuna, he killed everybody on battlefield of Kurukshetra out of anger. So he dovetailed his Krodha, anger, into Krodha Krishna Dvesi Jane, Narottam Das Thakur. That he can engage Krodha if somebody is blaspheming devotees of the Lord or Lord. If somebody is blaspheming, then you can exhibit your anger. Krodha Krishna Dvesi Jane. Kama Krishna Karma Arpane. That I'll engage my lust in fulfilling my desires about Krishna consciousness. Kama Krishna Karma Arpane. That I will offer the fruits of my karma to Krishna. And that is how I will offer my Kama Krishna Karma Arpane. Krodha Krishna Dveshi Jane. So this is krodha, unfulfilled desires, unfulfilled lust, makes us angry. So, vachavegam manasa krodha vegam. So this krodha is our deadly enemy. Deadly. It's very, very much bigger demon who devour us. Krishna says, that kama esha, krodha esha, rajaguna samudbhava, mahashano, mahapapma, vidyaya, vidyaya, iha vairinam. Vairinam, vidyaya. Vairinam means enemy, deadly enemy. The krodha is deadly enemy. And this krodha, anger, he devours everything. He devours you and everything that belongs to you. Mahasano, Mahapapma. Mahasano. Mahasano means devouring, burning to ashes everything. Mahasano, Mahapapma. And he is the sinful demon who engages you in sinful activity. Mahasano, Mahapapma. Vidyaya, no. Iha Vairinam, that he is your deadly enemy. Kama esha, krodha esha. Rajoguna samudvava. Kama esha, krodha esha. So from kam, anger arises. Kama esha, krodha esha. And what is the root cause or birthplace of kama esha krodha esha? Well, birthplace is rajogun. Rajogun, tamogun. So rajogun means monkey jumping from one branch to another place to another place and cannot sit, cannot be at one place and always doing harm, stealing that and beating that and biting there and jumping and ever since monkey wakes up in the morning to goes bed into night, all the time active, jumping, active. So this kama esa krodha rajoguna. So this rajoguna is like produced from this kind of passion. I have to do this and that and this. This left and that left, and this talk and this employee has to be fired and this and so many jumping in the car and plane and coming back home again, jumping car and jumping plane and jumping car again and come home and too much jumping like monkey. Prabhupada says that monkey is running on four legs and you are running on four wheels. Same thing. So rajoguna samudbhava. This is rajogun. And from this rajogun, calm and krodh, anger arises. And this anger is all devouring enemy for enemy of yours. All devouring. It devours you. Devouring means eating. Eating you. If somebody wants to eat you up, you will not be very inclined. But krodh, oh, please come. Please come and eat me up. Eat me up. We invite him. Deadly enemy. All devouring enemy. So this is krodh. So if you want to put end to the krodh, then Prabhupada says that you have to forgive and forget. Suppose I am angry at Robert. Rob is a short name in America for Robert. So Robert, if he did something wrong and I'm angry at him, but if I forgive him, oh, he doesn't know, innocent, maybe he made a mistake, maybe just forget and forgive, then there will not be any question of anger, krodha. So Prabhupada says that if you want to put an end to anger, if you don't want to become angry, then you have to be forgiving. And you have to be forgotten. So then krodh will subside. So this krodh is deadly enemy. One has to be totally peaceful and no anger of any kind. No anger of any kind. And we have seen that in the total transcendental personalities. And if there is a krodh, then it must be for good reason. And we should take it in a positive direction. Like Sivananda Sen, he became angry Lord Nityananda. He became angry at Sivananda Sen. And he kicked him in the chest. And Sivananda Sen, he prayed so blissful. He was so blissful. And he prayed so, it's so merciful. You are so merciful. And he arranged everything. Nice bed and nice sleeping place and nice rooms and everything he arranged. But he can take other way around. Then it is wrong. So sometimes we should take krodha of a elevated personality in a positive direction. Krodha. Just like Amrish Maharaj, Durvasa Muni, he created Kritya, demoness, to kill Amrish. Amrish Maharaj didn't budge. He's just sitting there, folded hand, without any fear, without anything. And at the end, Amrish Maharaj forgave Durvasa. There was no other way than to take pardon from Amrish. He came fall flat at Amrish Maharaj. Amrish Maharaj didn't become puffed up. No. Amrish Maharaj was very humble. I'm sorry, Brahman. And he prayed immediately to Sudarshan Chakra and to pacify him. And he said, I'm sorry. And he didn't eat until he came back, Durvasa. And then he offered so many prayers to Durvasa Muni, feed him up to here, and then he ate. Forgiven, forgotten, forgiven. So this is Vaishnava's most exalted quality. Peaceful, no aggravation. And if such Vaishnava becomes angry, then it should be taken as blessings to us. So, I have 10 more minutes. Vacho Vegam, Manasaha, Krodha Vegam. Jiva Vegam. So we describe quite a bit about Jiva and speech. So Jiva, function of Jiva are two, eating and speaking. So speak everything about Krishna and eat everything that is offer to Krishna. Otherwise, tongue will make you go through cycle of birth, death, old age, disease. How many times? Billion, zillion, unlimited times. And that's why it is stated that anadi bahirmukh jiv. Anadi means from eternity, almost eternity. So this tongue will sarir avidya jal, jadendriya, jadindri. This tongue is jadindri. It is matter, made up of matter, jadindriya. Sarir avidya jal, jadendriya taheka, jive phele visaya sagare. And tongue is most voracious, very hard to conquer. Very hard to conquer. So this tongue can make you eternally loitered in sansar, birth, death, old age, and disease. Very hard to control. But Gaur Nitai, Lord Krishna, you are very merciful to us. Sei anamrita pav, Radha Krishna gunagav, sari ravidya jal jadendriya taikal, jive phele visaya sagare, tar madhye jivayati, lobamai sudurmati. The tongue is most voracious out of all senses. Lobamai sudurmati. Take jeta kathina sansari. Krishna bado dayamai. Hey Krishna, Lord Krishna, you are very merciful. Bada. Very. Dayamai, dayamai. Merciful. With lots of mercy. Daya. So you are very merciful. Krishna bada daya mai. Karibara jiva jai. Just to trick, so that we can control our tongue. Swaprasadam dilobai. You have sand. Such a nice sumptuous prasadam. To conquer the tongue, which is most voracious out of all senses. Who can keep us in the cycle of birth, death, old, and disease for eternity. So you are very merciful. You have sent us your prasad to conquer our the tongue. So prasadam dilobai seyanam ritapav Radha Krishna gunagav premidako chaitanya nitai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we have to glorify. After eating prasadam, premedako, seyanamrita pav, Radha Krishna gunaga. After eating prasadam, the tongue must be engaged in glorifying Radha Krishna. Otherwise, eating has no meaning. So, eating, chanting, feasting, dancing, these are all three transcendental activities. So, glorify and dance. And when you become hungry, then say anamrita pav Radha Krishna gunagav premedako chaitanitai. Just eat sumptuous prasadam, Lord Krishna's prasadam. So many things can be said. Maybe we'll continue tomorrow, day after tomorrow. 5 more minutes left, so any question? Yes.
You explained this nice analogy how the mind can be compared to the river. At the same time, from the Shastras, we also know that one problem which mind creates is that it is at the same time a storehouse of those desires but not yet fructified. So
yes.
You can tell us something about it.
Yes.
No more Shastras.
A pitanje moje bilo da je manje direktno na lekciji, da je primjer poredbu kako je poput rijeke. Drugi tamo šastra svi tako kaže da je kao liznica svih mogućih želja koje se nisu manifestirane, pa može nešto reći o tom aspektu.
Yes, yes, there are, yeah. This mind is our constant companion, birth after birth. In 15th chapter it is stated that when we quit our gross body, then our subtle body takes us from this body to next body. So that is subtle body, means mind, intelligence and ego. Igor. So that ego takes us to the next body. So our mind is a constant companion and a witness. So birth after birth we have done so many things, so many thoughts, so many activities. So mind is like one of those computer chips. In one chip there is all this compressed whole life is placed in one corner of your mind. And so as many other birth, and these thoughts are there in our mind. So when we sleep, then from that mind all these thoughts comes to our consciousness, and we see that what we have observed in last. So this is called swapna or dream. So this mind is a storehouse of all these different thoughts from different lives. So it can come to us. And this is called culture. That we have to culture our mind. Sanskar, culture. We have to put sanskar, the thoughts, right thoughts, right culture, right everything in the mind. So right from the childhood, we perform this sanskara, like I was saying yesterday. And that goes into mind, and it stores into that mind chip, computer chips, and impressions. Its impression stays in the mind. And in certain set of circumstances, that impressions comes out in the form of dream, thought, action. So this is, the mind is constant companion, birth after birth. And it carries us to the another situation, to another body. So purify mind, intelligence, false ego, or true ego, will take us to the purified place. That's why we should purify the subtle body. Is that answers you? Yes.
She has one comment. You spoke about this Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu who left the body in Vrindavan, who stayed in Vrindavan. And she says that there are many devotees who are thinking like that they should stay, live in the temple and stay in the temple. That is the only way to become Krishna conscious. But at the same time, you said how we can also fulfill the goal of life by staying at our home and make our home temple and Krishna conscious and become Krishna conscious and control the mind also in the place.
Exactly. Your mind is temple, make it temple, and your house is temple, and this is also temple, your temple. So it's the whole idea.
This
question is by which sense we can learn the most and the fastest way.
What is that?
What is the sense by which we can learn the most?
That's no. Prabhupada was also chosen by his guru because he was a good listener. So you should listen to your ear. In night time, Prabhupada says you are sleeping. No other senses will detect a thief, but ear will detect the thief. This is the most important senses. So I advise everybody all the time, as soon as you wake up in the morning, you press the button of your MP3 player and hear Prabhupada until you put your clean clothes, bathing, brushing, everything, put clothes. Until then you should hear Prabhupada. This is an important process.
How those who are deaf, they can become purified?
Yeah, they can purify by their eyes, by nose, by eating, by hearing, by touching, by all other senses than what your senses are not working. You can use other senses to employ in Krishna consciousness, and you can do. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaran, Archanam, Padanam, Vandanam, Sakhyam, Dasyam, Atmanivedanam. Yes.
I have another question. You said how the Krodha is arising when there is some obstacle in our sense gratification. At the same time, I remember this quote from Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, who said that there is no need for any reform in this material world. And very often we see that in the devotees' community, the problems are arising maybe not directly because someone is obstructing our sense gratification, but because...
Yeah, Prashant, yeah.
I'm listening.
Yeah, you go and take Prashant.
But because we have desire to control others. So if you can explain us a little bit more the connection between sense gratification and our desire to control. Because sometimes it looks that we are not wanting to enjoy
So I think I missed the first part. What is nutshell? What is it?
Sometimes it looks that the krodha is arising not directly because of desire,
sense gratification,
but because of desire to control.
Yes.
If you can explain us a little bit.
So that their desire to control others,
yes,
is also a sense gratification. It is called subtle sense gratification. Adoration, distinct, and honor. Adoration, distinction, and honor. I'm distinguished. Everybody should adore me. Honor, some, you know, I should. We are distributing prasad. Just take prasad and go. So we can take it tomorrow. But yes, this is also sense gratification. Subtle sense gratification. Yeah. So let's have prasad. Everybody is trying. Thank you. Nectar of instruction ki. Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhupada ki. Sisi Gaur Nithai ki. Vaishnava Bhakta Vrunda ki. Gaur Premanandi.